You're listening to Comedy Central.
Why are you beefing with Ye?
Say again?
Say, why are you beefing with Ye?
Why am I beefing with Ye?
That's an interesting way to phrase it. Because a beef has to go both ways. No, it does. It genuinely does. I think, first of all, you know, in my limited understanding of the world, beef has always been something that generally will happen between two hip-hop artists. I was never beefing with Kanye West. I was concerned about Kanye West. And genuinely, I mean this, because if somebody says to me, or to anyone, that they have a mental health issue, and they say to everyone that when they don't take their medication, they're unable to control themselves, and then everyone ignores when that person is having an episode and they haven't taken their medication, and then they platform the person, and then they put them out. I sometimes think it's a little shitty, to be honest with you, you know? Like, my grandfather was bipolar, and one thing we knew in the family was, and I'm not saying Kanye is, by the way, I'm just saying my grandfather was bipolar, and one thing we knew was, you know, when he was having one of his episodes, he could act in a certain way, he could do certain things, he'd take the family car, he'd be gone, he'd be driving, but our job was to support him. We'd go, like, did he take his medication? What is he saying? What is he not saying? I said, it would be weird if I was there going, oh, my grandfather's, you know, he's having an episode again, I'm going viral tonight. I think it's a little bit strange. And so it's interesting how, you know, what you're asking me makes sense, because that's how you see the framing, somebody having beef. Even if you see in any of the comments I said about him, is a concern, definitely. I grew up loving Kanye West. There are a few hip-hop artists who have shaped how I see music, the punchlines that he had in every single song. It was like listening to comedy, the sketches that he had. He loves stand-up comedy. Do you know what I mean? His mom, you know, his mom's influence on him, his influence on hip-hop culture, his influence on fashion, how he changed the paradigm. I grew up loving this man. I still love him despite the shit that he talks. And so for me, it's not a beef. But one thing I'll tell you is, when I grew up in South Africa, one thing I loved was, you grew up in a space where people would say, Mazokela, we're gonna tell you to your face. You know what I mean? We're not gonna sit by and see you doing something and just act like, oh no, we didn't see it. I sometimes feel like Americans enjoy doing that. They see it. And then something really bad happens and they're like, oh, I wish we had spoken about it. I wish someone had said something. I'm like, no. So for me, you know, I think there are elements of Ye where he knows when he's being an asshole, and he's admitted this. He knows when he's pushing the envelope and he's trying to say, but there are moments where I go, people, what is happening here? Like, you know what I mean? So it's not beefing with somebody. I don't have beef with a human being who has expressed openly that they're dealing with a mental health issue. I don't have beef with that human being. What I have beef with is us as society not coming together around a person and going like, hey, maybe this is not the moment to put a microphone in your face so that you just go off saying everything. If this is what you want to say when you're on your medication, then that's a different story. But because you've told us that, I'm not going to sit by and say that. So if he wants to process it as beef, I understand it. I've never had beef with him. I'm still playing College Dropout. I'm still playing the music. I still love the man that I think he is. And I understand that he's gone through a lot, you know? And I don't take that for granted. But yeah, I've promised myself, I'll never be the person who just sits by and gleefully says things about people that I care about, and then also joins the group of mourners afterwards and acts like I wasn't part of it. Too many people like to mourn you when you're dead, and they don't say anything to you when you're alive. So I don't know where it'll end or where it won't, but that's me.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus. This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.